In Moscow today, U.S. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham called on Russia to end its growing nuclear energy ties with Iran. The U.S. opposes an ongoing Russian project to build a nuclear power plant in Iran, and last week the Russian government said it was considering building 5 more nuclear stations in Iran over the next decade. The U.S. fears Iran could divert the technology to make nuclear weapons. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Russian capital.
Secretary Abraham's visit to Moscow was supposed to focus on a $20 billion program to keep leftover Soviet nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorists. Instead, Abraham was peppered with questions about Russia's deepening ties with Iran, a country President Bush has labeled part of his axis of evil.
Clearly, the expansion of Russian nuclear cooperation with Iran remains an issue of utmost concern to us, and it has been raised to the highest levels. We are in the middle of sensitive discussions on this matter.
Abraham said Iran's civilian nuclear program masks sinister intentions.
We have long been concerned that Iran's only interest in nuclear civil power, given its vast domestic energy resources, is to support its nuclear weapons program.
Russia says it's committed to nuclear nonproliferation, but Konstantin Kosachev, the deputy head of Russia's Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations, says the U.S. has failed to provide evidence the Russian projects can help Iran to make nuclear weapons. Kosachev says if such proof did exist, then Russia might reconsider its nuclear cooperation with Iran.
We are not interested in having Iran as a nuclear power. And we understand that if Iran develops nuclear weapon technologies, it will threaten, first of all, Russia, not the United States.
Kosachev points out that Iran borders the volatile Caucasus region of the former USSR, just a few hundred miles from Russian soil. He notes Russia has offered to repatriate spent atomic fuel from Iranian plants as a way to soothe American concerns. Kosachev says powerful business interests may stand behind American opposition to Russia's ties with Iran.
Sooner or later, Americans will come back to Iran. And I'm sure that the United States now try to limit Russians' possibilities on the Iranian market, including nuclear energy. And that's why they protest all the time against such kind of cooperation.
Russia's economic interests in Iran are huge. The nuclear project at Bushehr is worth $800 million alone. Russia also has lucrative contracts to supply conventional weapons to Iran, and the two nations have cooperated on oil and gas projects in the Caspian Sea. Political analyst Boris Makarenko says nuclear power is just one area of economic cooperation between the two countries.
The projects of Russian-Iranian cooperation, including those in the nuclear energy sphere, have a real commercial value. They would allow Russia to put to use its huge industrial potential, including its expertise in the nuclear sphere.
Since September 11th, coordination in the war on terror has brought the U.S. and Russia into a much closer relationship. But Professor Alexei Bogaturov of the USA Canada Institute says the disputes like the one over Iran are no tragedy.
We should reconcile to the fact they cannot be full harmony between our countries, and some frictions are inevitable.
And Russian officials note that proposals to build more nuclear power plants in Iran are only preliminary and part of a broader blueprint for future economic ties between the two countries. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.